4-8-GET-MOBILE.
Good to talk to you at the beginning of the day and then the end of the day, M6COX.
Hope you had a good day.
How about you?
Good day, beautiful weather today to be outside, that's for sure.
Nice, cool day, sunny. I don't know who ordered it, so I gotta thank them.
That's for sure. It's been a nice day today. Weather to get a lot of stuff done outside.
Off a little early today and got home and put some branches around the backyard that were knocked down there. They're now out in front of the house to be collected at some point.
I didn't have too much of that. Some of it, but the city won't come by and pick mine up, neither will the county, so I have to take care of it myself.
I don't know. It's been over a month, and no one's been here to collect this stuff. I'm wondering if everyone's putting everything out in front of their houses for no good reason.
They'll get to it when they have time. There's a lot of it out there.
Mulch is going to be really cheap next year.
The county's got a mulch yard up there. I think you can pretty much just come get it for free. Just get it out of here.
Before I talked to you this morning, didn't have time to tell you this. I just passed a Snap-on truck.
We won't hold that against you.
I passed
it. I know. They're just a competition, actually. One of the Snap-on guys I run against, we sit down and eat lunch together every week.
I'm here. I'm destinated, so we'll talk to you later. But have a good evening, Patrick. Good talking to you again. Anyway, see you, Lex. I'll be clearing your phone.
Mike, you be careful out there. Good to hear you again. KO4HKX, and I'll be mobile.
KO4HKX, KO4PXB.
Ken Lloyd. Hope your day went well.
Well, it started out okay, and then I got a letter from the company that was actually doing the putting fiber out in front of my yard. They mentioned that I could probably receive a bill for $10,000 because they had to remove the lumber from the front of my yard that I was told to put there.
Yeah, they can send you a bill for that if you're supposed to put it out on the street for the county or city to come pick up. I'm sure there's a road right away through there that you're requested to put that in. And that's not your property anymore.
Yeah, because we got an email from the HOA to put it up on the road for them to pick it up. And I found out after the fact that they weren't going to, because it's a state road, that they were having the different company pick it up, not the within the community, which is a county road.
Paid too much attention to it then. They're probably just trying to scare somebody.
Yeah, because they laid the fiber, but like I said, I know for a fact I'm not going to worry about it because I videotaped them using their hands to move the stuff out of the way so they could dig the holes that were needed. So they brought no equipment to do anything, so I'm not paying $10,000.
That, and that's where the HOA should come in to protect you against that, since they're the ones that said, put that out there so we can have it picked up.
Yeah, that's one thing that also irritated me, because when I called them, when I saw the black trucks going through the neighborhood, I stopped one of them and asked when they were going to get to my yard, which is, you know, the only house in the Holly Tree that actually faces Highway 14. And they mentioned that they weren't because it's a state road, not a county road, and they were only contracted to do within the community of Holly Tree, not anything on Holly Tree, the Highway 14, Adams Mills, nor Bethel Road, which is all state roads.
I don't know what to tell you on that one. I'm glad I don't have to worry about any of that stuff.
And when he told me that he had another friend that was actually contracted to pick up stuff on the state road, but I still am road area, so I guess eventually they'll make it up to my side of the world.
It's going to take them a while to get all this stuff picked up from all the curbs, so I wouldn't be in too big a hurry. I mean, you think about the massive amounts of debris that are laying out there to be cleaned up.
Yep, there's definitely a massive amount. And he even told me that don't even attempt to take anything to the landfill because they're full. They're not taking any yard debris like that.
Sure wouldn't want to burn it right now.
Yeah, that was also one of the secondary emails that the HOA sent out about, not doing any open burning.
Sure wouldn't want to do any of that as dry as it is right now. That would not be a good idea.
I might try to borrow one of my friend's huge dump truck and we'll ask him to bring it over because my daughter's got 2 acres and she's only got like 4/10 of it cleared. So just take it out there and take the brush out there and just dump it out there and let it rot.
Just brush. You can go to Home Depot and rent you a little dump trailer and a wood chipper and dispose of it that way, especially if she's got somewhere you can dump it.
Yeah, I can definitely dump it in the front of the flower bed area where when they were taking the trees and putting it out there at the front of the road, their little pickup device pretty much just destroyed all that.
The things you can do with it that will benefit the environment instead of trying to tear it, tear it up, burn it, whatever. Just got to do it in the amount of effort you can afford or stand to do.
Yeah, it might be a good idea to do that and put it into my garden bed. Because this year when I did that, I did that last year, and my tomatoes actually did very well this year, as did my bell pepper.
You put in there now and let it compost over the winter and then run you a rototiller or some kind of tiller across it this spring. It'd probably do real well.
Only it's 3 feet wide by probably about 5 or 6 feet because you truly, and of course the wonderful HOA, you can't have any flower beds or flower garden. You can't have any garden area that in there. But you can have a raised garden. And that's what it is.
You can run it with one of those little mantis things and till it into under the ground or do it by hand. Turn it over. There's ways to do it. So, I can't imagine why HOA wouldn't let you have a flower bed versus a raised bed.
I have truly no idea. Hi, sir. I'm here to get my daughter from the daycare, so I'll definitely say 73 until I talk with you again. It's KO4PXP.
And again, good to hear you back on the radio. KO4.
For QHB Mobile.
KO4HKX. I got just a quick one.
Go ahead.
Being short because I'm almost to where I'm going.
I got nothing for you, man. I was just saying, I hope you had a good day.
Enjoyed the beautiful weather. Run the route. Got done a little early. I'm almost up here at the church where I've been spending quite a bit of time over the last month. I got some donations to drop off. So, see if I can't get in here before they close up this evening.
Had a good day. My day has been pretty good so far, too. Just waiting to start that new job. Is kind of miserable, but at least there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
That. Well, I have destinated, so I'm going to go ahead and say 73. Good to see you, or talk to you today, and hope everything's okay with the new job.
Thank you as well. I'll I'm going to stay on channel for a little while. Wish you best in everything. Clear.